Parsha. Okay, Parsha Shmini is all about Kashrus. And Rabbi Evsky's, this is you remember how you speak on this Parsha. All about the Inyanim of Kashrus. Kosher birds, kosher meat, the simonim for kosher animals, malasker, mafreses parsa. And one of the animals that makes its appearance in this Parsha is the chazir. Is the pig. Okay, so we're going to use the Sefer today, the Das Kani. So he has a very short chapter on a very mysterious Chazal. He tries to explain, Mefalpa, what this Chazal means. Chazal writes that, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'taher Es HaChazir. Hashem in the future will purify, will declare Tohar the pig. The Chazir. Now, if you take this word at face value, what it means is that there's going to come a point in time in the future. We don't know when this is. Does it mean the times of Yimos HaMashiach, after Yimos HaMashiach? No, we don't know how these things will play out, all the different tekufas of Mashiach, all the different time periods, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, this Olam Haba, it's the Rambam, and there's this opinion and that opinion. All of this is beyond our understanding, but it seems from this Maimon Chazal at face value, there will come a point in time in the future that Hashem himself will declare that you're allowed to eat chazir, bacon. Bacon is permitted.
I'm staying alive.
What? who says it's so good?
There's a lot of Jews who feel that they have such a bitachon.
It's already now. It's already now. Mashiach already has come. Now, what in the world is? What does it really mean? Now, I told you an extreme interpretation that Hashem will declare. Why is that an extreme thing to say? Because we have another tradition which also requires a lot of explanation. That's one of the animamins. One of the animamins is the Torah is not going to change. Okay, this is one of the 13 principles of the Rambam. Maybe the Ram may not could be not even agree. There's a Torah called Torah HaChadosha. We learned about this in Yecheskel. The Torah HaChadosha. What does that mean? Everyone struggles, but you know we're all brought up with the Rambam. No one, we're all briskers. Everyone is a brisker here in the whole Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam, we live by the Rambam. Mipinu anu choyin, and the Rambam in the Ani Mamans, the 13 principles of faith. It says beferish. It says Ani Mamim b'emunah shleima shezoy satayra lo sehe muchlefes v'lo sehe Torah acheres me'ez haboyre yisparach shema. So that's a head-on collision with Osid Hakadosh Baruch Hu l'taher es hachazir. That quote, I just quote, excellent question. Okay, so the first thing he writes here, Harav Gibbs, the first thing he writes here, you got to go to the source. Go to the source. He typed in the computer, nothing comes up. Okay, go into Oitzah HaChacham, go to all the obscure Midrashim, nothing comes up. We have today a lot of Midrashim today that they didn't have then, back then, right? We've discovered quite a number of things in recent times, and guess what? It doesn't exist. It's quoted. It's quoted by I'm not sure exactly who quotes it. It could be even the Goinim quote it. So he says over here, cites over here from the Seder Hadorah. Seder Hadorah was written in the 18th century by Rav Kilman. Okay, he was in the time he was one of the Gedolei Yisrael, and he searched this. He searched high and low to find this Chazal. Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'taher Es HaChazir, an expression that's quoted by, I think even the Rishonim, it could be even before the Rishonim, it's quoted by even the Goinim, quoted by them, by this statement. Where did they get this from? They can't make up this it has to come from a source. So, he says, Shaloi Kosah, he writes, the Seder Hadar, it's written in the 18th century, Rav Kilman writes, Kosav Shaloi Hoya V'loi Nivra Maimer Zeh. It doesn't exist. V'chein kasa b'bnei Yisoscha. Okay, the b'nei Yisoscha, he also writes, doesn't exist. He writes, Margola b'pume d'inshe. He writes, there's a quote from him. It's an expression.
You say b'nei Yisoscha?
Yeah. Chodesh Adar, Maim Zayin, Ois Beis. Ferish b'nei Yisoscha. Margola b'pume d'inshe, avoloi nimsa b'midroshe chazal shelanu. From what we have intact today. Now, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's lost from us. We do know that there are midrashim that are lost from us. That we know as a fact. Lost. So we have a belief. We know this. Maminim. Maminim b'nei, if the early hour, the kadmoinim. I don't know who the kadmoinim are. I don't know how far go back. The first time it's quoted, how far go back. It doesn't say exactly how far back it goes. Which generation is the first time we find someone quoting this chazal. It certainly goes back to Archaim. When did Archaim live? When the Archaim live? That's late. That's very, very late. It goes back much earlier. I think it goes back even before the Rishonim, it seems.
The Chabad brings a medrash that says Matir Asur means that Asa Kachbachu Lahatir Isur Nida.
It's Nida. It's like what about that, Chazir?
Gamkin Oset Chazir Litaher.
He quotes a medrash?
He says, but
it doesn't say where it is. That's the problem.
On the Matir Asurim, that's what he explains it.
Who says this?
I don't know.
I'm just quoting you what he says over here. So what does this mean? So here he goes into a very, very elaborate discussion. He really did his homework. He gives his homework, and he quotes over here many perushim as to what exactly this means. Some of them are longer shapirish, some of them are more. It's drush. No, divrei agada is not always meant to be taken literally. We know that divrei agada is more. It's homiletics. It's meant to be mashalim. So he deals with the kinds of the chazir. Now there's a very the starting point is very important, and that is what's called the kildei kadlei de chazirei. What is kadle de chazire? It's a hard word to translate. In Chulin and Megillah, it's a number of places. Kadle means a piece. What is bacon? Bacon is the back of a hog and the sides. So kadle seems to be a word which means the back of a chazir. Kadle is the backside, not the belly, as opposed to the belly of the chazir, the back of the chazir. And the sides of the chazir. The Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael conquered Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua, there was a hoiroa shah. They were allowed to eat kad le de chazire. It's a Gemara. Gemara
Masechta
Chulin. There was nothing else. It was sakanas nefashos. It was pikuach nefesh. They were in the battlefield. Okay, they were in the. Now we know that when they go to battle, they fast. But you know, even though you fast, it comes a point in time you got to eat. You know, you can't fast forever. Okay, you might be fasting the first day or two in the war, but it comes a point in time pikuach nefesh, they have to eat. Now the Canaan, they could not take into battle supplies. There's only that many supplies: food, water, weapons, equipment. You can take into battle. You can shove on your back, and it gets a point in time when you're in war. You're deep into the battlefield, and you're there. You're in a trench for a couple of days. You got to eat something. So what do? You raid the locals. You go, there's a village nearby. You've all seen the movies. You go into the local village. You raid the village. And you take the whatever. What do you got? What do you got to eat here? And you go into the cupboards. And what do you got? We got bacon. Okay, you open up the refrigerators. Tarfus. So it says in the Gemara, Masechta Chulin, it's mutter. Hayrasha, pikuach nefesh. Ein davar oimei defnei pikuach nefesh. So it's a Gemara.
Any time it's life-threatening, you can be
and you're right. Ein achanami, you're right. So there's more to it. You're right. There is something. What's the hashkocha? Well, how could the taka be that the hashkocha prophets are coming to conquer Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh, they get chazer? It's a very unsettling thing. There was special siyata d'shvaya in battle.
Yeah.
So Hashem couldn't work it out. That they came into the village, they found kosher l'Pesach l'v'hajj. Now the goyim also, they go to ShopRite and they buy the kosher products.
Regular trade.
Yeah, what's going on over here? You're right, I don't know the answer. It's very unsettling. I don't know the answer, but all I know is the Gemara. The Gemara says that in the time of the Farish Gemara, that in the time of the Kibush, Habayis Hutal Yisrael Le'echol Afilu Kidlei, which means the back surface of the chaziri of an animal, we call bacon. It was mutter. And the Gemara darshins, what's that? And the Gemara makes it a drasha. Ubatim mileim kol tuv. It says in Torah that I'm going to give you a land that's mole kol tuv. Every goodness in this world. And the Gemara, what's the word tuv? The two of the Gemara is a Gemara. Unbelievable Gemara. Hainu kidlei dechazirei. Bacon. So when you're going to go and conquer Eretz Yisrael, the time of Yoshua, and you're going to break into the locals, their homes, in order to chop, get something what to eat, you can open up the refrigerator, and you're going to find bacon. And it's mutter to eat. Shocking. Okay? Then they succeed in conquering Eretz Yisrael, back to the regular halacha. Loi teheir atar muchlefes. Chazer is osir. Osir. So, the Mepharshim explain, I think this is the Bnei Yisrael, if I'm not mistaken, he says, and others say as well, that when Chazal, let's assume, okay, whatever this means, let's assume now that there is such a Chazal. It's just, it's been lost from us. Asid HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Tahe Resa Chazir. It means, like we said, we lay in the Shira. Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Amzuka Nisa, this Kibush Rishain, and this Kibush Sheini. Now they conquered the land the time of Ezra, during the time of Ezra, but it also means there's going to come a point in time when we're going to conquer Eretz Yisrael, La'asid Lavoi. Now, we already conquered Eretz Yisrael, pretty much, right? We already conquered most of a good chunk of Eretz Yisrael. So I don't know what this means. This talk, the people who are writing this way before there was a modern state of Israel where we conquered Eretz Yisrael. But at that point in time, it meant there's going to be a Geula. And the same way in the time of Yehoshua, they went into battle. Ubatim is a mekim of the pasuk Ubatim mileim kol tov. There's going to come another tekufa in the history of Klal Yisrael when we're going to go to war to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem is going to fulfill the chazal nochamal. Ubatim mileim kol tov. We're going to be in battle. We're going to be hungry. It's going to be bikuach nefesh. And we're going to go into the local village, I don't know, somewhere on the West Bank in some Palestinian village, open up the refrigerator, and what are we going to find inside? Bacon.
Oh, they don't have
bacon.
They don't have
bacon. And it's going to be?
They don't have bacon.
Awesome. They don't know. Chleistish, I don't know what it means. I really don't know what it means. This is what it says.
The matter of speech now they're using that. Who brings bacon home?
Bring home the bacon. Bring home the bacon. Even among the Haredim, we say the expression. The breadwinner. The breadwinner. Bring home the bacon. I don't know. You're right. I don't know. So this is a very. This is, I think, from all the Perushim, this is the most poshut pshat. This is the most, it fits. It fits very nicely because it's a Gemara. The Gemara, now, you have to know what the Gemara means. The Gemara is a strange Gemara. Ubatim meleim kol tov. Afilu kidlei dechazirei. Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael during Kibush Yehoshua. This is history. It's a matter of fact. They were permitted to eat kidlei dechazirei when they conquered. There's going to be a geula. Now the Geula, you tell the Palestinians, that's right. Now they don't, that's what they did in one of the wars. They used to drop on the Muslims. They dropped pigs. Israeli, you know, the IDF, when they want to flex their muscles and show, we know what you're up to, but we're not going to destroy you as of yet. They fly in planes. They did this at some point in time. I don't know this. They fly planes into enemy territory. They evade radar. They bring in their best military, their most sophisticated, and they release their weapons. So you would think, what do they release? They could release at that moment in time a nuclear bomb and destroy the whole place. And what do they drop? Pigs. Really? Pigs. They drop pigs. What? And the pigs, they splatter, living pigs, they smash all over the runway. All of the runways and these air bases, and then the Israeli planes, they run away, they run back to their base as a way of showing, we know what you're up to, and if we want to destroy you, we'll destroy you in 1 second. And in the meantime, they give them a shtech, they drop pigs, living pigs on, they do this. The Israelis have done this as a fact in the past. That's what they do to show, don't chep it with us, we know your number. Okay, so you're right. So the Palestinians don't have pigs. So I don't know. What does it mean? I don't know what it means, but it's a pshat. That just like there was a kibush rishon, so too there's going to be a tekufa where we're going to conquer the ganz Eretz Yisrael all over again. And when we do this, the same history will repeat itself. Like in Yoshua, ubatim meleim kol tov. It's be a hayra asha. It's an esnul chama. It's sakana. You can eat whatever you find in the people's houses. And meilo, we're going to find kidli de chazire and its mutter. Osid hakadosh baruch hu letaher esa chazir is an expression of emuna. Of emuna is going to be a kibush of eres yisrael yimois hamashiach. It's a very satisfying pshat. From all the pshatim, I think this is probably the most satisfying because you're building on Chazal, you're building on a Gemara of the bayis of the kibush rishayim, and there's going to be a kibush yimois hamashiach, and the history will repeat itself. Now,
the
Medrash
is from the word chazir. It's called chazir because
why is it called the chazir? This is what it says. This is the quote, but no one can find this medrash.
It's not what it means.
It's not a medrash rabba.
It doesn't say that it'll become kosher.
The taher.
No. That's not what it means. It means to return the stature that is now in the hands of Edom to
Okay, let's discuss some other interesting perushim. Okay, here's another perushim. This is a very interesting. This is a very interesting idea. This would force us to be makir very beautifully in the idea. Who will build the bayis shlishi? And you know, it's very interesting because there was actually talk about this in the news. It was really fascinating. Where I don't know if it actually came from Trump, but people they were talking about this is that they said, let the Jews build the temple. It came from the secular media. Just like, the United States, I have to trace down where I saw this. Just like there was talk among the Goyim. You know, they have the embassy. We're putting the American embassy is in Jerusalem. You know, why don't the Jews build the temple? Why not? Modern times. Let the Jews build the temple. Build the temple. The Palestinians are going to sugar. They hear this, right? They go out of their mind. Can you imagine there was actually talking? Who's saying this? The Goyim were saying this. Now, why am I bringing this point? There's a machlokes rishonim who will build the bayis shlishi.
Right.
Rashi explicitly says the bayis shlishi will come out of heaven.
No, aruch also.
Now, shemayim, the bayis shlishi will come right down. It will be lemaila miderech hateva. The Rambam disagrees with Rashi. The Rambam is very, very derech pshat. He says the bayis shlishi will be built under the authority of the Melech HaMashiach. A person will rise up in this world. He'll be recognized Melech HaMashiach, and he'll hire an architect, contractors. He'll get the Sanhedrin involved, Talmidei Chacham involved. They'll work on a project. People will give donations. They'll raise money. They'll bring in the best marble and the best craftsmen. It can be done. You'll follow the halacha, the guidelines of halacha. There'll be a machlekes where this, they'll follow the majority. You know, there's a way to do it. If you have a Sanhedrin, they're going to have big fights. Where is the Makom HaMizbeach? Is it over here? Is the temple mat? Is the Dome of the Rock? So there's ways to deal with it. Acharei Rabim Lahatois. If you really want to do it, you can do LP halacha. You have a Sanhedrin, you take a vote, and the Zehu, it could be done. Then there's a third opinion. This is shocking. Rabbeinu Bachaye, different ways to pronounce his name. Never get an answer to that question. What is the correct way to pronounce it? It's the biggest experts. They can't answer that question for me. But Rabbeinu Bachaye says, the bias, I think it's based upon a medrash. I don't know where this medrash is. The bias shlishi is not coming from Shemayim. The Melech HaMashiach is not involved. Do you know who's going to build the bias shlishi? Edoim. The UN, you're right. Edoim is going to build the bayis shlishi. Just like Koresh built the bayis sheni to a certain degree, to some degree. He gave a lot of money. He gave them the kelim back. He gave them a lot of money. And he encouraged them. He gave them a shus. He didn't do the work itself, but it was under his authority. Edoim, the one who destroyed. Koresh didn't destroy. The Babylonians destroyed it. Koresh, the Persians, they conquered the Babylonians. This is very unique, what Rabbeinu Bachaye says. We know you don't hear about this. But in the news, you know, they started talking about this lately. It's unbelievable. Really, Mom, it's Yemos HaMashiach. That Edom, the one who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, it's upon them the obligation to build the Beis HaMikdash.
Sure. doesn't Edom have to be destroyed in order for?
I don't know how you work things out. You're right. I don't know. There are a lot of pieces of the puzzle which require. I don't know. This is just one little teeny piece of the puzzle. I don't know. Good question.
Don't we say in the davening?
What do we say?
By the Nachem Hashem.
Yeah.
We say Ki Ata Hashem Be'esh.
Oh, very good.
Be'esh Ata Asim Lemnoisit.
So you want to say that the Eish is the Eish of Edom?
No, I want to say Eish is Hashem.
Why don't you say it's the Eish of Edom? The same Eish that destroyed it is the Eish that was going to rebuild it. It's the same fire.
Edom is not Eish. Edom is Kash.
Right. Edom, well, when they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, they used fire. I'm sorry.
But that's why they will.
It's all subject to interpretation. You write Elu v'Elu. We don't know how these things will play out. And obviously, Elu v'Elu
divrei Elokim Chayim.
Rabbeinu B'chaye. Rabbeinu B'chaye is, let's see, Shitas Rashi, Shitas Rambam, and Shitas Rabbeinu. Rambam, he quotes the source, and guess what? The only one he doesn't quote the source is Rabbeinu B'chaye. Rashi is in Sukkah Mem Aleph, Rambam is in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Yud Beis, and Omnam Shitas Rabbeinu B'chaye Hu Shebnei Esav Yivnuhu. Doesn't tell you the source. Sorry, I have to go look it up on the computer. No, I'm sure I can find it. I have to go look on the computer. If it exists, we can find it. Okay, this is what he says. The Nela also, he goes via to explain. I think who says this? I'm not sure who says this. He says, I think maybe it's B'nai Sosko says this. He says is that that's what it means, Osira Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Taher Es HaChazir. Because the Chazir is a marshal in the world of homiletics to Edom. It sticks out, look, I'm kosher, I have split hooves. But it's not malas, it does not regurgitate. Latar means they are going, doesn't eat the food, it means they are going to have a mid of tahara, rehab, they're going to participate in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable, in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the tahara of the chazir. Unbelievable. Okay, another parish, which is, fits very well into the haftarah of the last day of Pesach. The last haftarah that we laid was Vigor, Ze'ev, and Kevesh, that the time, V'lo Yoreu, V'lo Yashchisu Kevesh, V'lo Yoreu, V'lo Yashchisu B'chol Har Kodshi, that in times of Mashiach, there's not going to be any animals are going to change. V'arye Kabokor, Yoichal Teven. Okay, strange things. Animals are going to live in peace with one another. There's not going to be any fight among the animals. The lion will eat straw. What is that? The lion's not. It's not really capable of eating straw. The stomach. It's a composition is not royalty. What does that mean? But it says that's what it says. The arye kabokar yechal teved. The gar ze'ev im keves. The wolf will live with the lamb. How could that possibly be? There's going to be a change in the nature of the animals. So this is a very common interpretation. Why, and there's a lumnus, a very tief lumnus here. Why is the chazir, I'm asking you, lumnus shayla, touched upon gval galumnus. Why is the chazir treif? Is it because it's a chazir, it's a pig, or is it because the simanim, it has split hooves, it's not maliskera, lemai nafkamina.
Simen Tahira is what makes it
trend. Oh, is the simen a Siba? The Lomish terms used by the Paiskim, is it a simen or a Siba? A cause. The fact that it does not regurgitate its cud, does not like vomit it out from the stomach, bring it back into its teeth and chew it again, is that what makes it treif? Or, that's not what makes it treif. It's because it has that simen. It's a siba. It's a cause that makes it treif. I'm not sure I'm even saying these terms correctly. Lemay nafkamina. Let's say something very theoretical, which is total nonsense, but just to bring out the point. Let's say today we all know that we can do genetic engineering. We can do that today. So you go under a microscope and you go and you pashk around with the pig.
2 weeks ago they were talking about a clone.
So let's say we do generic engineering on a pig. It's a pig. It's a pig. It looks like a pig. It smells like a pig. It acts like a pig. It's a pig. But we just were mishana one little thing. We just gave it the koyach to be malaskera.
What would you paskin? What would a Rav paskin? Are you allowed to eat this animal? It's a major machloikis rishonim. When Chazal, so when the Torah says v'es, because the Torah says both.
Because it's not a pig now. Now it's not a pig.
Oh, that's the shayla. How you learn pshat in the pasuk? There are many qualities that are unique to a pig. I'm not an expert in animals, but the experts will tell you there are many unique qualities that are only found by pigs. Okay, look at the way they look, their nose. I don't know, you figure it out. Whatever it is. Let's say we only genetically engineer this one item. Is what would the halacha be? So we have a problem because the Torah says two things. The S, ha-chazir. The Torah says, sorry, buddy, chazir. Chazir is usur. It's treif. But then the pasuk says, because it's, even though it's my friend's parasa, it's not malaskera. So let's say we take away that problem. It is now malaskera, but it's still a chazir. What would the halacha be? So this is a machlekes. So someone has suggested, this medrash, the supposed medrash that exists, is a raya that if you can genetically engineer a chazir to take away the problem, it's okay. The Torah is not prohibiting a chazir because it's a chazir. It's because of, it's the simen. The simen. If you get rid of that simen, it's okay. It's a novel way to learn Shah in the Pasuk. You don't have to work very hard to explain Shah in the Pasuk when it means yes, achazir. It's only because you take away that problem. So, l'osid lavoi, it's going just like the gor ze'ev in Keves. And the aryeh kaboko yechal tevet. And children will play with snakes. Poisonous, the most poisonous snakes. Children will play with toys. Nothing to worry about. Nothing's going to happen. The tev is going to change. La'asid lavai.
The tev.
Okay, you have to know. All right. All these are very mysterious.
The Yiddish expression of Chazaklik and Ashtraim is a Rebbe.
Okay, but lipstick on a pig, right? It's a lipstick on a pig. So this is what it means. This is a raya to what it means that in Echanam, you know, we stack a seed today, this genetic engineer, I don't know if that's what it means, but in the Gor Zevim Keves, there's something to it. So maybe that's what it means in Echanam. It means technically, when we take away the bad simen, it will be kosher. Because we have to, everything Hashem created has a purpose. Has a kol baro l'chvoidai. Everything has positive qualities. Problem is, there are negative qualities which ruin it. When you get rid of the negative qualities, Nimela, we're able to take the sparks of Kedusha of good in every little thing and use it for the benefit. Okay, another last part very quickly is that what it means is, Takasin says, prosperity. Chazir, in times of Chazal, was used to refer to something delicious. Ah, bacon, if only we can have bacon. Ah, it was some type of understanding. Kidle de Chazire, it's called Tov. It doesn't mean that technically a chazir is mut, but it means that la'asid lavoi, Hashem will remove poverty from this world. Every person will, parnasa will not be an issue. Every person that comes into this world, parnasa is taken care of. You'll have whatever you want for breakfast, lunch, and supper. Asid Hashem l'taris ha-chazir is just an example that the concept of poverty will be removed from the world. People will be free to devote themselves entirely to serve Hashem. And that's all. This is what the Radva says. Radva, he has that type of approach. Okay, so halacha l'maisa, we gave four perushim. It's mamish, taka means it's going to be mutter. What does that mean exactly? A steward to Torah Chadasha, Tzarechian. Second perush, Latare Sachazir, it means Edoim. The nation of Edoim is going to come around and they're going to build the base Hamikdash. They're going to support Klal Yisrael. The third parish is Latare, the Simonim of Malas Gera will be introduced into a Chazir through some miracle, the Gor, Zev, and Keves. And the fourth parish is there's not going to be any poverty in this world. There's going to be prosperity, just like Kilei de Chazir. Many years ago, there was once a Shalosh Shus, and they had in the news, I said this to some people, and I mean, there was my father liked what I said, and there was a guy in the Balabasti that really, really got upset. It was the time when they was in the news when they cloned a heart. They need body parts for people. So let's say the person needs a heart, a chaman litzlan, heart transplant. So it's not so easy to get a match. We all know it's not so easy to find a match, a heart, lungs, a face, whatever organ you need. So they have technology now. They take some DNA, some tissue from a person, and they generate a new heart for a person through a pig. It seems that in the scientists, the DNA of a pig and a human being are very, very similar. And if they want to generate, to create organs for human beings,
best from the pig. Skin.
Oh, you see? Grafting of skin. If they need to generate a new organ, Rahman, they need a new heart, they need a new lung. They can take a pig, they can take some DNA from a person, and they do some hocus pocus, and the pig grows a heart, it develops, a new pig is born with a heart, and that heart is the perfect heart to be the replacement for Rahman al-Utslan, someone's a sick, diseased heart. He needs a new kidney. They fertilize a new pig with certain DNA. It has kidneys. Oh, these kidneys are going to be used for a person. So I said, this is like 10, 15 years ago. Oh, you see now, Akim, Asit HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Taheres HaChazir. I still stand by my pshat. Is that a chazir is disgusting. And it hangs out in the garbage. It's full of schmutz, filth. It thrives on soya. Who'd want to go near it? Today, pigs, they save human lives. It's only through the chazir that we're alive. People are alive. So we have a token fulfillment of what it is. Latire, it's not disgusting anymore. It's something which is of great value. In fact, no greater value. Life is the greatest value in this world. Through the chazir, people are living 20, 30, 40 years longer than they otherwise would have lived. So we worship the pig. We put lipstick on the pig. Asra Kodesh Baruch Hu, Latar Es HaChazir. For good reason. For good reason. Okay, have a wonderful day.